Title: Soul Pride Snare Snap Carve Method Using Groove Pull Tricks in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a snare that has that old school jungle bite. Not just loud snare bite either, I mean that feeling like the snare is grabbing the whole groove by the collar and pulling it forward. We're going to do it with a method I call the Soul Pride Snap Carve, using Groove Pull Tricks in Ableton Live 12, and then we're going to resample it, so the feel gets printed into audio like classic break workflow. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know your way around drum rack, simpler, groove pool, and basic resampling. The focus today is micro timing design, layer behavior, and committing the vibe. First, here's the concept in one sentence. Snap is your transient impact and that little needle click on the front. Carve is micro timing plus tail shaping, so the snare sits inside a rolling pattern without getting washed out. And the groove pull trick is using swing surgically, not as a blanket on the whole drum bus, then resampling to lock it in. Set the context first, because in jungle, the snare doesn't just sit in the beat. It leads the dance. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB lane, 165 to 175. I like 172 for this lesson. Make a simple skeleton beat with MIDI. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4, hats on 8ths or 16ths. Keep it minimal. We're not writing a full drum masterpiece yet. We're building a snare that can hang next to break classics like Amen or Think without sounding out of place. Now create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Name it Snare Rack. We're going to make a two-layer snare, body and snap. For the body layer, pick something with weight around 180 to 250 Hz and some mid thwack, maybe 700 to 1.2K. It should feel like it occupies space, not just fizz. For the snap layer, grab something short and bright. Rimshot, click, a snare top, Foley, anything with energy in that 3 to 10K area. The snap layer is the urgency. It's the front edge. Now stack them properly. In drum rack, open the chain list for the snare pad and create two chains, one called body and one called snap. Put a simpler on each chain, one-shot mode. Warp off in simpler for clean transients, and set voices to one so it stays tight and doesn't smear. Quick teacher note, a lot of people try to get snap by boosting a huge top shelf on a single snare. That can work, but it gets harsh fast. Layering is cleaner, because you can control the bite independently from the weight. Next, we'll do the snap carve processing with stock devices. You can process the entire rack for speed, or do it per chain for more control. I'll describe both, but I want you to understand why you choose one. If you want fast, process the whole snare rack. First, EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, because snares don't need sub, and you'll just fight your kick and bass. If it's boxy, cut a bit around 300 to 450, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. If it needs presence, a gentle boost around 3.5 to 6K can help. Then drum bus. This is one of the main snap levers. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch low to moderate, maybe 5 to 20, and be careful here. Too much crunch and you get that papery cardboard snare that sounds exciting for 5 minutes and exhausting forever. Then transient up, somewhere between plus 10 and plus 35 depending on your samples. Listen for the front edge getting more confident without the tail turning into a splat. Then saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. And match your output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Now, if you want the more surgical approach, process body and snap separately, and this is where the method really shines. On body, use a Q8 to keep the core weight and keep the transient shaping a bit more conservative. Body is your anchor. It tells the ear where the snare is. On snap, high pass aggressively, like 1.5 to 3K, so it's not competing with the body. Then if you need the needle, a little lift around 7 to 10K can work. Add light saturation, but keep it short and loud. And here's the micro-length carving, in simpler on the snap chain. Push the start a tiny bit forward if you want more click, and shorten the tail. If the snap layer has too much length, it stops being snap and starts being hiss riding on top of your snare. The goal is front edge, then gone. Now we do the groove pull part, because this is where it stops sounding like a clean modern snare and starts behaving like a sampled break hit. Open groove pull. Choose a groove. You can drag and swing 16 variations, MPC style grooves, shuffles, but the best move for jungle is extracting groove from a real break. Drop a break loop into an audio track. Right click the clip. Choose extract groove. Now you've got a groove that carries real break timing and velocity character, and it appears in your groove pool. Apply the groove to your snare MIDI clip, but do not go full force. In jungle, swing is micro. Not messy. Start with timing around 10 to 25%, maybe 15 to begin. Velocity around 15 to 40%. Start at 25. Random 2 to 8%, just enough to stop it from sounding stamped. Bass around 16th notes for that classic shuffle influence. Quantize low, like 0 to 20, so you're not gridlocking the vibe while trying to add feel. At this point, listen. Your main snare should still feel confident on 2 and 4, but the micro feel should start to breathe. Now the signature move, the soul pride snap carve, where we groove the snap differently than the body. Think of it like this. Body gives the listener the image. The snare is right here. Snap gives the listener the front edge. The snare is urgent, it bites, it pushes. If the snap is loud but not early or tight, it reads as hiss. If it's early but too quiet, the crack disappears on small speakers. So we need snap to dance more than the body. Method 1 is clean and controllable. Split the MIDI. Duplicate your snare MIDI to two tracks, snare body and snare snap. Route them to the same drum rack or to separate racks if you prefer. Now apply groove lightly to the body clip. Timing 5 to 15. Velocity 10 to 25. Apply groove more aggressively to the snap clip. Timing 20 to 45. Velocity 25 to 50. Random 4 to 10. That difference is the illusion. The body stays anchored. The snap swings and breathes. Psychoacoustically, it feels like a break snare that's been chopped and replayed, even though you built it. Method 2 is the fast hack if you don't want two tracks. Keep one MIDI clip and nudge the snap chain with delay. In live, you can use track delay, or if you're doing it with separate tracks, it's even easier. Try moving snap slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. Early snap often reads as crack. If it gets spitty and annoying, pull it back closer, or even try a tiny late offset like plus 5 milliseconds. Tiny changes matter here. This is not the place for huge offsets. We're talking millisecond vibes. Now, before we resample, here's a coaching trick that saves you from chasing your tail. Use groove pool commit in stages. Dial your groove in on both layers. Then commit the groove only on the snap clip first, so the feel becomes written MIDI. Then, if needed, reapply a lighter groove overall to the phrase. This stops the sensation of every time I tweak something the groove changes, and I can't lock it. If you're using ghost notes, also watch groove pool velocity influence, because it can accidentally turn ghosts into accents. In the MIDI clip, use clip velocity range to keep ghost notes in a smaller range, so they stay ghostly even when groove velocity is pushing things around. Now check phase alignment in a brutally simple way. Group body and snap, or at least solo them together. Then drop a utility on the group and hit mono. If the crack drops in mono, your layers are fighting. Nudge the snap start or delay by 1 to 3 milliseconds until mono feels center punchy again. Jungle drums need to hit in mono because clubs, small speakers, and busy mixes do not forgive fancy wide snare illusions. Now we print it. Resampling is not just a convenience here, it's part of the sound. Printing makes it behave like a sampled hit, and it locks in the micro timing and the processing as a single object you can chop like a break. Option 1. Resample a single hit for a snare library. Create a new audio track called Resample Snare. Set audio from to the snare track, or set it to resampling if you want to capture the whole master output. Arm it, solo the snare track, and record a few hits or one bar. Then croc to the best hit and consolidate it. Turn warp off, because warp can smear transients if you're not paying attention. Add a tiny fade in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, to avoid clicks and a clean fade out. Then drag that audio into a simpler. Now you have a printed, groove-aware snare that behaves like a real sample. Option 2. Resample a one-bar snare pattern for authentic jungle behavior. Record one bar with your main hits and any ghost notes. Consolidate it into a one-bar audio clip. Load it into simpler in slice mode. Slice by transient, or slice by 16th notes, depending on how busy the phrase is. Now play it like a break. You can chop, rearrange, and do fills, but it's your designed snare vibe with printed groove. Extra spice if you want that break here, a glue. Resample through a return. Make a return called PrintFX. Put a short room or plate. A tiny echo, maybe subtle saturation. Send your snare to it lightly. Then resample the combined result. This bakes a consistent little space into the hit the way old sample drums often have room tone or a tiny tail baked in. Now let's talk arrangement usage. Because a sick snare is only sick if it works in a loop. Try an 8-bar intro with a filtered break texture and your snare on 2 and 4. On the drop, bring in full kick and bass. Keep your snare stable and loud. Every 4 bars, do a call and response fill. A quick flam on the last snare of bar 4, duplicate the snap or the whole snare, offset 10 to 25 milliseconds, and lower the velocity. That gives you classic urgency without turning into modern trap roll behavior. And instead of writing the whole snare volume for intensity, automate the snap layer. Bring snap up slightly in the last two bars before the drop, or automate the snap high pass moving upward a bit so it gets brighter. That reads like energy, not like you turned the mix up. Common mistakes to avoid while you do all this. Don't groove the entire drum bus equally. If the kick and snare are both wobbling, your groove collapses. Don't use too much timing percentage. If snares drift late, they feel weak. Don't overcrunch drum bus until it turns to paper. Always gain stage after saturation, because louder always sounds better and it will lie to you. And don't resample with warp on by accident. After recording, check it.